AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Sublime, you know, just like
yeah, just, you don't know what's going to happen.
You know, what's going on, party. Man?
Hey, bro, what's up?
Right,
hope will never be silent.
Petros and Money on AM570 LA Sports, live at Dodger Stadium. It is the Sweet Life.
Yeah.
Sweet James Bergener, kind enough to sponsor a party in our AM570 LA Sports suite with a bunch of listeners. We've been able to chat up here in the breaks when we have our moments. And a big thank you to Tim Neverett, Oral Hershiser, and Don McLean. What an hour of radio you have missed if you're just tuning in.
A lot of great information from three great guys, Dodger broadcasters, Oral and Tim. And, of course, Don McLean, who is now working with Zion Williamson for the next few weeks, which is also very exciting. But, Matt, you said it. That ambient sound down on the field is Tim Cates at Dodger batting practice with the PMS Chevy Silverado wireless microphone.
He's chatting somebody up.
Let's get an update before we get to other stuff. Tim?
I'm right here, guys.
Yeah.
What is the update down there?
I'm watching batting practice and talking to the great John Chapper from the Dodgers.
All right, what did Chapper
Ashley
say?
Ashley Brewer from ABC7.
Here we go.
All right.
She was on Slam Dunk the Finals last night.
Slam Dunk the Final, yeah, it was on last night.
That's exactly awesome.
That's right.
With Fukasaki?
Yes.
With Fuchs, yeah.
Norm.
And Norm Nixon, yeah.
And who was the other one? Was it Michael Cooper?
Who was the other one, actually?
Michael Cooper, I think.
Michael Cooper.
Yeah, there we go.
Lisa
Michael
Leslie.
Cooper.
All right, so what's going on?
Verdugo, Muncy, and Chris Taylor are all taking batting practice.
Well, so who's going to come on the show?
We're shooting for one of them.
Either Verdugo.
Yeah, you want to spin the wheel and see which one you guys want?
Who is it, Verdugo?
Muncy?
Muncy or CT3, my wife's favorite player.
Or Chris Taylor. Yeah. Still? She's still into Chris Taylor?
She's still into Taylor. You better stop striking out or else it's going to fall out of favor, but still.
All right, well, you keep us posted and we're going to move on with the show.
Sounds good.
All right, we're live up here in the suite, courtesy of Sweet James Bergener. All the listeners that are up here have him to thank and his dense beard of justice. You enjoy the game together. That's right. Proud sponsor of the Dodgers broadcast right here on AM570 LA Sports. And, Matt, we do have a lot of people to thank. We had a great event yesterday at the Slide Bar in beautiful Fullerton, California. Thanks to Jeremy Popoff and his wonderful family and all the listeners that came out on a Thursday for a PMS Chevy Summer Tour stop. But we cannot rest on our laurels of giving away a Daniel Boone Choice Pellet Grill and giving away shoes to a one-legged man.
Yeah, Nicky, one leg.
And we gave two shoes to a guy with one leg and one shoe that's not the right size to a guy with two legs that we hate.
That's exactly right.
And the guy that we hate came up to Cates later in the day and was like, it's a radio bit, right? And Cates was like, no, Matt hates it.
I mean, it's better for him to hear it from Cates and not me directly. You know, that way I can be like, no, Tommy, we're good. We're totally fine.
But we are rolling with the Dodgers and Oral Hershiser, Matt. The second stop of the 2019 PMS Chevy Summer Tour. Don't even bother. They already.
Oh, they took it
from
us?
They announced it this morning.
They don't want us to do it because we're already in the middle of one and they want people to come to Fullerton to the Slide Bar.
So we
can't tell them that we're going to Golden Road Brewing in Anaheim while we're there. They have to announce it on, like, Dan Patrick or Colin Cowherd today.
I'm going to quote a wise man that I met in the press box a little bit earlier and say, that would make too much sense.
All right, well, I guess.
The second stop of the 2019 PMS Chevy Summer Tour.
Maybe people are just tuning in for the first time.
Is not a Friday, and it's not a Tuesday. Well, yeah, it is a Tuesday.
Well, there's the horns. There we go.
What?
Tuesday, June 11th.
Tuesday? Why is it Tuesday?
Because it's Dodger Angel Series.
Oh, well, you're going to get your Doyer Angel on.
Exactly.
We're going to get our Freeway Series on. Come on. We did it last year. We almost killed Vic the Brick Jacobs. Sweet.
No, Vic almost killed Vic the Brick Jacobs. He didn't fix his damn air conditioner.
Yeah, he drove 2 hours in terrible traffic and 100-degree weather.
It was the hottest day in the history of that day in California.
While recovering from chemotherapy in a car with no AC on the freeway, 100 degrees, lucky to be alive.
2.5 hours. I think it was 107 or 8
and
in Anaheim where we were broadcasting from.
We made him come on the air for about 10 minutes before we called the paramedics, too. We made sure we got what we...
Well, first we called Doom.
Yeah, no, we did it.
Yeah, that's right. Doom came in to save the day.
He's no longer involved with the show.
He's an estranged listener.
Yeah, he really is. We have a lot of estranged listeners.
Yes, we do.
But it's a lot like if you have like a rock star show up and you're like, all right, get them on stage, have them do their set, and then we'll get them the rehab help that they need. Then we'll get them to the hospital for detoxing.
Just give them the heroin.
We'll get the tummy.
Let's get through the show.
Let's get through the show, but then afterwards we'll get their stomach pumped and make sure they're okay. That's how we handled this last time. We will be there at the Golden Road Brewing in Anaheim, which is a great venue, Tuesday, June 11th, Dodgers Angels Freeway Series. Stop by, enter to win a 2019 Chevy Silverado. We're giving away a Daniel Boone Choice Grill from Barbecues Galore at every tour stop, just like we did yesterday. We got gift cards and prizes from all our great sponsors at every tour stop as well, just like we did yesterday.
And by the way, speaking of karma, you mentioned the karma of the shoes. Prize hooker Tommy wins size 10.5 when his feet take 13s.
And we had 13s that we would not give him.
Exactly right.
Which is, I understand, though.
Nikki One Leg, only one leg, wins the shoes that fit because he's got shoes on that prosthetic of his. They fit perfectly, right? That's karma. You know what else is karma? How about our guy Sonny saying that his wife who had to, or his girlfriend that he met at Legends at one of our events, desperately wanted to come. And he said, well, if you can't go, I'm not going. And she says, no, you go. You enjoy. You love the live broadcast. And he's the guy that walks out with the Daniel Boone Choice Grill because he's got a lady he met at a Petros and Money show remote and knows how much he loved going to those live events. And he ends up walking out with a $500 grill courtesy of our friend Henrik at Barbecues Galore.
Only the truly deserving and the children of our employees get these wonderful gifts. And joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado celebrity headset right down on the field, as we said, a Dodger player at any moment could come on.
And this is that moment.
Here he is, CT3. He's known for his speed, his abilities,
his beard,
his good looks.
Yeah, certain someone's wife has taken a fancy to
him. She has.
Yeah.
Try not to make that an uncomfortable thing as they're standing down there together.
There is that.
But he's joining us right now in the Chevy Silverado celebrity headset, Matt.
It's Chris Taylor. What's happening, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's up?
He's sitting up in a suite watching you take some batting practice. What's happening with you? How is this dominant run that you guys have been on for all 25 dudes in the clubhouse? What's it been like?
It's been a lot of fun, you know, very relaxed. It's always nice when you're winning. Things seem to come a little easier, and, you know, I think it's just good vibes in the clubhouse. Everybody's happy, playing well, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Now, obviously, you've seen a lot of success here individually, and you've seen the team have a lot of success since you've been here. This year, I'm not sure if it feels any different. I know every year is a little bit different, but... I mean, it's not even June. We're sitting here at May 31st. How do you keep the fall in mind? How do you keep September in mind and keep the perspective of what's going on right now?
You know, we're not really thinking about that far ahead. You know, we're just trying to, you know, take it one game at a time and play good baseball right now, and hopefully things line up for us to be in a good spot come October.
But when they say, like, hey, man, Ryu's the best pitcher in the world, Bellinger's the best player in the world, how do you keep those guys from getting the big head, Taylor? You know what I'm asking.
We keep those guys humble, don't worry.
All right.
Now, when you we hear this sometimes, that when you have a lineup where anyone can do damage on any given night, one of you guys can lift the team if need be, does that really make your at-bats any different? Does that really kind of make it feel like there is less pressure on you? How does that work when you do have a lineup like the one you're in right now?
I think so. You know, you don't have to go up there and press like you have to get the job done. You go up there, have a good at-bat, and, you know, if they're not throwing to you, you know the next guy in line is going to get the job done. So, I think our strength has always been our depth, top to bottom, and there's no holes in our lineup. So, you know, it's been working for us recently.
What do you remember? Because it's College World Series time. You played college ball. Some of the guys on the team come straight from high school. A lot of you's come from college, and you were one of the men that was able to experience the College World Series. What do you remember about that? And what is it like as an amateur at a college making that run to Omaha?
It's exciting. You know, you know, some of my closest friends, you know, I grew up playing with in college. And, you know, I don't think you get to feel, you know, that closeness and that camaraderie like you do on a college baseball team. And to be able to get to the highest level of college, going to the College World Series in Omaha, and feel the electricity of that city, and you know, how excited everybody is for baseball, and really play on the national stage for the first time in your baseball career is, you know, a moment you'll never forget.
Hey, when are you going to start wearing your chain out, like really out, like Verdugo? When have you started thinking about, I mean, the jewelry district's right downtown. You can get down there and get a sweet chain, Taylor. We know you're not broke. How come you don't wear a sweet chain?
I don't think I can pull it off.
Dude,
you
can
totally pull it off.
You think Verdugo can pull it off? Look at him. He's got cornrows out there.
Totally,
he looks like a clown.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I can get like a little mini one. I'd start with that.
Like a silvery chain?
Like, how about the swords, the Virginia Cavalier swords,
oh,
some swashbuckling
yeah.
swords to put around that neck of yours, huh?
Yeah, rep the cash.
Exactly.
You get a little orange blue on my neck.
Exactly. See,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
Let's go Hoos.
Let's spitball this thing. We'll get it put together.
We'll take you down to the jury district, Taylor. You need an outing. You haven't gone Hollywood enough.
Hey, I need fashion advice, so I'm open to it.
There you go. See, we'll take them down to the jewelry district and get it cracking.
Done.
All right. Well, hey, look out for Gabe Kapler tonight down there, Taylor. He's super swole.
He'll find me, I'm sure.
Dude,
yeah. I still got to find Gabe.
He's been doing decline bench down there looking for you for the last 2 hours.
Does he have a shirt off out
yes,
here?
Yes, he
somewhere?
Does.
What
and
do you think?
He's all oiled up, so make sure you got your sunglasses on.
All right.
Chris, thank
out.
You, man. Good luck go. And have a great night tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he goes, Chris Taylor, Dodger infielder. You know what? No. Don't even do it.
I told you, Fraggle Rock. See how awkward it is? There's just these silences.
The well-heeled PMS listener is not the same as the drunken, overweight PMS listener that we're used to.
You're right about that.
But here in the Sweet Light with Sweet James, you know, it's like
the Tony Sweet Light.
It's like doing
Everyone's
the show in a G6. It's like doing the show in a private jet. You know how it is, Matt. Well, look.
Yeah, don't I?
What I'm worried about is not getting the song of the day in.
So let's get that done, and then we'll do word and number next.
Get that word and number in the very next segment.
Okay.
What do you say?
Let's get the song right now.
We got to.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Young Guns Go For It is our song of the day from Wham, featuring George Michael and Andrew Ridgely. On a Frogman Friday, where the Petros and Money Show is broadcasting live from the AM 570 Dodger Stadium Suite with our friend Sweet James Bergener, where some lucky people are going to be able to get a close look at his well-manicured, dense beard of justice and see the Dodger Young Guns go for it tonight against the visiting Philadelphia Phillies. And David Vasse will have your Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck coming up this evening at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Word number coming up next. No song. You just heard it. Deep track, deep cut from Wham!
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 Whammy!
Whammy!
Hey boy, and what's with the frown? But in return, all you could say was, hi, George, meet my fiance.
Now.
What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back. It's a Frogman Friday, and we're doing the Sweet Life with Sweet James from SweetJames.com, your personal injury attorney and the proud sponsor of the Dodger broadcast on AM 570 LA Sports. We're live at Dodger Stadium in the AM 570 suite, and we have had an unbelievable amount of guests on so far. Matt and I have barely been able to do our witty, positive, fun guy banter.
That's it, we're done?
Because, no, Cates is done, yeah.
I feel like it's Chris Myers. I feel like we're doing the Chris Myers show again.
We got Magic Johnson coming on tomorrow. We didn't book Magic Johnson, Chris. I sent it to light a fire under you. Don McLean joined
That's
us.
That's it? Only six guests for 2 hours?
Seven? What am I supposed to do for the intro? Don McLean joined us in the first hour. So did Tim Neverett and Oral Hershiser. Chris Taylor in the very last segment. And the show's about half over. We still are going all the way till 6 o'clock when Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck will take place right from this coveted spot with David Vasse. Tim Cates is putting
promotion time.
Tim is putting on his Sunday best to go to his daughter's eighth grade coronation or promotion.
Graduation. Did you call it graduation?
They call it a graduation. Matt rejects that premise. But either way, Tim Cates is not going to be here.
What was the one from fifth grade? We did this with Tim last time.
It's
like, it's not a graduation. It's an ascension.
Everything is a thing. And whatever it is, he's not going to be there. Commitment.
Commencement? No.
And look, congratulations to Layla Cates.
Exactly right.
Big graduation tonight from eighth grade, going to high school, Village Christian School. Let's go Crusaders. Not changing our name. Yeah, let's go Crusades. Take back Istanbul forever. Constantinople. All right, it's now time, Matt, for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
I could do it.
Word of the day.
Let's call the word of the day today, Drake. Do you guys know who Drake is?
Never heard of him.
Ronnie, do you have any Drake music that would maybe help our people? You know, maybe one of the ones where he's crying about how Rihanna will only have sex with him. I'm sorry, but.
Ask Trudell. He likes like seven of the tracks on that CD.
Oh, one of the best rap CDs of all time, according to Mike Trudell, brilliant urban music critic. We have reached, I believe, as a society, at least in North America, Drake critical mass. Now, I don't want to toot our own horn too much in the suite.
There's a toot in the suite?
I don't want to toot our horn too hard in the suite, if you know what I'm saying.
Confused there for a second.
Well, there's plenty of toots in the suite, by the way.
It's just a different kind of toot.
Believe me.
Yeah.
I don't want to put too much lead in our own pencil, so to speak. But Drake, a.k.a. Aubrey Graham, is everywhere. But it was us on the Petros and Money Show that first recognized him as a new crappy Canadian rapper way back in the day, like over a decade ago. How, you may ask, you inquisitive listeners, had I heard of Drake? Well, I'm glad you asked. He used to be an actor on a TV show called Degrassi, The Next Generation, based in Toronto.
I think that may be going a little too aggressive.
You don't say. Matt taught me this earlier in the week. We don't use the vowels when you say Toronto, Canada.
No.
Just no D and no T. Toronto.
Toronto.
Canada.
No, you say it faster, though.
I'm
Toronto.
Just telling you,
Toronto.
I know how it's. I'm the one that found Drake. Based on the show Degrassi, The Next Generation in Toronto, Canada. He played the role Drake did. This swole-ass guy played the role of Jimmy Brooks, a young, half-Jewish, half-black, which is what Drake is, athlete at Degrassi Junior High. It's fun in effect. He was shot and crippled on the show by a nerd who just couldn't reconcile not making out with this one chick that he liked. Like halfway in, he couldn't even walk. And then he started rapping as Drake. And I made David Vasse play it. And now, because of that moment, Drake has his own plane that's worth more than most small countries' revenue. And he's all swole, and he's all at NBA games, bowing up on other players, even though he's not playing, and even though he has some of those players' names and numbers tattooed on him.
Right.
All these
Steph and KD, I believe.
Not to mention.
Just be a fan. Just be a fan, dude.
No, he's a super
fan.
That's
it. Be a fan.
His reported relationships over the years with all kinds of different women, cougars and young women alike. Rihanna, J-Lo, big forehead Tyra Banks.
Oh, that's a big forehead. Rihanna's got a big forehead too, though.
Yes, she does. And a French webcam girl who mothered his child.
Oh, yeah, bastard kid.
What I'm saying is yes.
And may we.
I think it all adds up to one thing, Matt. Drake critical mass. We don't need him to fill the Canadian back.
It's Canadian.
The Canadian.
It's just Toronto.
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 Matt?
Toronto.
I'm trying to follow instructions, and
I
now
know.
You're telling me that I'm not following
you
instructions
can do the
well
D.
enough. All right, Mr. Stickler. All I'm saying is we don't need Drake's swole-ass neck and arms to fill the Canadian vacuum on our show in the NBA Finals. There's plenty to talk about regarding Canada and Toronto without Drake trying to swole up on people. We just don't need it.
I'm with you 100%.
Too much Drake last night.
Ain't about you.
Too much drag.
The Raptors got enough stars.
It's a whole country of people.
Exactly. Let Jurassic Park, where all them cool fans are hanging out for 19 hours to get in there, let them be the star.
Now, granted,
we don't need a Drake cam.
I'm just saying, granted, there's only like 200,000 people in Canada, which makes...
I think there's a few more than that.
Well, it makes Drake...
I think Toronto's one of the largest cities
in North America. Is the ratio makes like Drake represents like a million Americans. That's how many less Canadians there are. So I get it. Like, it's one Canadian guy, and you want to give him a lot of attention because there's not a lot of people in Canada. But
Canada.
Canada!
I don't think you've been up to the Northern Territories. There are a lot of people up there. It's packed. Mega cities up there.
All right. Well, I'll meet you in Saskatchewan, and you tell me how many people are there at the Rough Riders game. But I believe we have reached Drake critical mass. Sorry for the masses that they have to witness this. And it's a really hard time to be an NBA fan, as their ratings were down considerably last night from the finals from the year before. Why? Too much Drake. It's time for the number of the day.
Too much Canada.
Here's
too much
number.
Toronto.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 12. I'm going to cap the age because apparently I've decided I'm a commissioner of youth sports here for all the world.
You are, Matt.
I'm going to cap the age at 12 for the game of knockdown and knockout. Usually called knockout, sometimes called knockdown.
What are you, like butts up?
It's like a butts up. It is a game that is played.
Because I'm going to try to get some butts up going with Lon Rosen in the hall after this.
We can get
this.
Butts up going. Yeah. You know what? Matt LaFleur is the new head coach for the Green Bay Packers. And you often hear this, and you know this because you played football. Football players like the ball. They like to play basketball. And they like to talk about who can beat who and one-on-one and two-on-two and three-on-three. And that's fine.
Every football player I've ever been around thinks he can do three things.
One.
Play basketball. Two. Rap.
C.
Three, box.
Exactly right.
They can box, and none of them can do any of those three things. What they all do is play football.
So if you go to a football facility, for all 32 teams in the NFL, guess what you're going to see? A basketball hoop. Because the wide receivers and the defensive backs are going to be playing.
And the Antonio Gates and Charlie Wards of the world are few and far between.
Exactly right. They're going to be playing basketball, which is fine. You want to get your two-on-two or your three-on-three-on, go get it.
We used to be mandatory at SC. It was easier for them to make us play basketball without shooting, just run up and down and up and down in the off season, than it would be for somebody to wake up early in the morning and make us run on the track.
But what you can't do is play a game meant for 12-year-olds. Knockout is a game in which children line up at the free throw line in a single file line. You shoot a free throw. There are two balls. Person in front has one. Person behind you has one. You shoot a free throw. If you make the free throw, you go to the back of the line. If you miss the free throw, you have to get the rebound and make a shot before the person behind you
can make a free
makes
throw?
The free throw, or then they get their rebound and have to make a shot.
What's the problem?
That's how Matt LaFleur blew his Achilles and will now have to coach the Green Bay Packers as a rookie head coach following Achilles surgery from a cart.
Hey.
Because he was playing knockout.
You know, Matt, that Achilles was going to go.
It was, but I wish it would have gone in a game of 2-on-2
3-on-3. You're right.
Not
scrambling
because you missed a free throw and you're trying desperately to make a layup before the guy makes a free throw behind you so you don't have to sit out behind the – this is the best part of knockout.
How'd you hurt your leg? Frisbee golf?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't want to say that.
You know what was happening? I was playing knockout, and I got knocked out, and I was under the hoop, and somebody shot an air ball, and so I was scrambling to get it so I could get back in the game and knockout and become the knockout champ.
There's not a lot of dignity there. It's like getting in a fist fight when you have a Halloween costume on.
Exactly right.
You know, like we always say, you're dressed up like Bo Peep, and you're like, F you! You know, it's like it just,
you get into a fight with
terrible
a
terrible good look, yeah.
It's terrible.
I fought a hot dog and two tacos.
And I lost.
And I was dressed like Bo Peep, and I hit the taco with my shillelagh, and I was arrested in my Bo Peep outfit.
No knockout after 12.
I agree, Matt. I agree with
you
that.
You want to get after it? Play butts up. You tear your Achilles playing butts up, fine.
Is that okay with you guys, you Dodger PR types, if we get a game of butts up going in the hall? It's just like stickball, you know, out in the streets of Brooklyn, Brenner.
That's right.
You remember.
Harken back to a more innocent time.
Remember when the guys were dodging the train?
Remember? Kids aren't on their phones anymore. We're playing butts up in the hallway. Check your cell phones in at the suite gate. Let's go.
So, in recap. We have reached Drake critical mass.
Indeed.
And there is less dignity in being hurt in a game type of horse game than there is in just a traditional game of 2-on-2 or, dare we say, butts up. Let me ask you this, though.
Sure.
You blow your Achilles. hacky sacking with your friends.
Yeah, also a bad idea.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let's say you're at the Keller Williams show and you're hacky sacking it up, listen to some crunchy grooves, and you do your Achilles. You could argue, like when Kobe did his Achilles, well, he was doing what he loved. You know, I mean, you could.
If you are a legitimate hacky sack player, circler, I don't know what you would call it. You all get in a circle and you get your hacky sack on.
Sacker.
If you're a sacker.
Sack hacker.
But if you got to, like, hey, what happened? Dude, I was trying to hacky sack. I felt left out. I got in that circle, and I just kind of bent the wrong way.
What do they call it when they stop it on their neck or on their, like, between their legs or something?
I'll tell you what they call it. Like, freaking sweet.
Yeah, like a pause or something. Dude, I did my little leg pause, and blue ball.
Now, if you do it out the hippie sticks, now that's cool.
No, it's not. The hippie sticks are worse than anything.
My hippie sticks.
All right, you get hurt.
Boom a quad.
You get hurt playing a ultimate frisbee football.
Self-report. I actually sat and watched 45 minutes of the women's ultimate championship. I think it was on Saturday.
Anybody go down? Well, this is the time of year for that.
It
like,
is.
This is the time of year where, like, dude, did you see that Oklahoma State softball player? It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd only say that in late May.
Yes. You know,
in October,
it's the time of year.
When the Dodgers are in the World Series and the NFL is popping and college football's going.
We're not talking UCSD versus Dartmouth Frisbee Golf National Championship.
Did you see how that girl threw the bat down? Man, we'll take your calls.
Darn right. Who do you got?
Hey, did they bring beer yet? Wow. Dude.
We got everything else. We got peanuts.
How
we got
dry
brownies.
I am. I mean, what kind of
5 minutes?
What kind of operation is this?
We were told 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Well, that's way too long. That's
who put her in charge?
That's 18 minutes. I don't know. She's got a Sweet James shirt on.
Sweet James is down on the field.
You got beers?
Sweet James was trying on Verdugo's chain down on the field. Sweet James is down there doing photo ops and all that.
Nice. That's the sweet life.
Yeah,
right there.
The sweet
life. I know the sweet life meant people coming to the suite. I know the sweet life was Sweet James on the field hanging out, putting on Verdugo's chain.
We're all up here sharing one half warm Diet Coke. Sweet James is down on the field in the G6. What the hell? Getting slizzard.
That's the sweet life.
We'll be right back with some Textosos. PMS is live from the suite. Hiding behind Sweet James beer.
There we go. There we go.
You know what?
We need beers.
We don't want to be patronized.
We need beers.
Tired of being patronized.
Are you responsible? Boy, I gotta watch my body, 'cause I'm not just anybody.
I miss Verna. I love Verna.
Well, what do they say?
Verna and her son. They're great listeners.
Apparently, Gonzo's revealed that there's an anti-PMS listener text thread.
And it was updated yesterday.
Hey, I got an update for those people. F you. You're not in the sweet life with Sweet James.
But not Verna.
Now, Verna, you're cool.
And your son. Who else is? Tav, it's Ron. Who else, Gonzo? Tav, Ron. Doom. Both solo sports. Prize hooker and New Jersey.
Hey. You want to be negative? You bring that straight to the Petros and Money Show. We'll have a conversation. Solo sports, you cheater. We are live in the beautiful suite at Dodger Stadium.
Not a bit.
Suite 206. Having a great time. He did send me a text, Matt. He sent me a text with all those, like, blue devils that said, you're on my list. So
you're on his list or I'm on his list?
I think it's you.
Probably.
But a big thank you to all the guests on our list. Don.
He's going to run me over in that Del Sol.
Yeah, well... Don McLean was on with us. We talked to Chris Taylor. We talked to Tim Neverett. We talked to Oral Hershiser and David Vasse. Yeah!
Dave's coming in suite, not in studio, in suite with us. I was totally frozen because that dude put on a Rays pitcher, like, bullpen jacket.
Yeah, it looks good.
I was like, are they playing the Rays tonight? Is their bullpen catcher in our suite? What's going on?
Did it get hot that fast? And the Dodger staff is all over us now, too. We have hot dogs. We have sandwiches, muffalettas. We have some peanuts. We got popcorn. No beer yet, but it's coming.
7 minutes.
So we're ready for that as well. We're having a great time in the suite, although Sweet James has retired to the field. He's hanging out with all his popular baseball playing Justin Turner-type friends.
Yeah, rubbing elbows with the pros.
With Dave Weiss.
But it's all right. We got it on lockdown here in the Sweet Life, sponsored by Sweet James, AM 570 LA Sports Suite, with our three-hour sports talk show on this Frogman Friday. We got it covered.
We sure do, Matt. Now, brought to you by Chevrolet, we have a couple textosos for the people, and some of them are about some things we've been discussing.
Sold out. So we hope we're trying to stir conversation.
Ha! Solo Sports is steady placing his nuts on the forehead of your PMS remote prize giveaways.
Yes, that's an accurate statement. He is. He absolutely is. There were 200 raffle tickets in a paint can, and the one that I pulled out was freaking 5008. 3945008. I still remember it.
There's a guy that shows up
and freaking takes shoes.
All our events and really, like, just is the thirstiest guy for prizes and does everything he can to get prizes. And we really become quite fatigued. And Matt has reached, well, we used the word earlier with Drake, but Matt has reached critical mass with Solo Sports. And it's, I fear that the next event on Tuesday, on June 11th, that thank goodness that somebody's going to be on a European cruise. And I'm not talking about Solo Sports. They wouldn't let him on the boat.
No.
Why? No passport, that's why. Yeah.
Oh, I need a passport?
This is from a listener who was at the event yesterday, like we have people at the event today.
Sold out to Chevy.
Except today we just hung a bunch of Norco IVs. Bert yesterday looked like he belonged in a Life Alert commercial instead of running the board. That is not cool.
That's good. Bert, wake up.
That's not. He's got a muffalette in his mouth.
Yeah,
wake
he
him
does.
Up.
That he's chasing down two dogs and six tenders, by the way.
Hey, P, was listening on the podcast, and I was happy to hear the summer tour is back. I remember a few years ago you guys gave a TV to a blind guy.
Yes, we did.
Now, that's funny as hell. But if you gave that Kawasaki Ninja to a blind guy, that would be shake your junk in a trunk funny. Now, we didn't give a motorcycle away yesterday. We will at the end of the summer. We did give two pairs of shoes to a one-legged man.
There was that. Thankfully, he does put a shoe on his prosthetic.
Yeah.
But so, it's still, we have given a TV to a blind man and a pair of shoes to a one-legged man. We're on a roll.
All right. Well, moving on.
Are we?
Here in the suite.
The secret text also lies. They still talking S on that,
yeah.
That PMS text thread?
Ask Matt why ratings are down if Toronto's such a metropolis. Dumbass!
I mean, obviously, right? It's Toronto. You don't measure Canadian ratings, dude. They don't get counted toward the ratings.
Canada.
So basically you lose whatever major market would have been in if Milwaukee was in, and you get those giant ratings from Milwaukee and all of Wisconsin. You get none of that because Canadian ratings don't get factored in.
I do have one thing.
And we love ratings talk on
this
show.
It is not a metropolis. I do have one thing to self-report, ladies and gentlemen. And I am dead, dead embarrassed about this. As you know.
Self-report. Someone has violated a self-report.
Self-report. That ready. As you know, through pressure from Mr. Peer Pressure himself, Matt Smith, we are in our 40s and we operate like a junior high school.
That's absolutely accurate.
Matt asked me, he bought me a pair of truck nuts for my Chevy for when we do remotes. Just kind of have a laugh and people can take pictures with my truck and then the stupid pair of nuts hanging from the back as if I live in Auburn, Alabama. Accidentally last night, Matt, after the show, I discovered, much to my chagrin,
you still had them on.
That I had driven not only all the way home from Fullerton,
but to your kids' school. Tell me.
Bright red pair of truck nuts hanging off the red truck, but to my child's Lutheran school on his birthday with a pair of nuts, and to my core power yoga class with a bunch of very gentle women. Al Petro's really changing his style. He got a pair of truck nuts.
Yeah, but those truck
rolling
nuts.
Rolling up all fast, listening to Kid Rock Ba with the Ba on the way into yoga this morning.
You can't really tell they're nuts. They don't really.
They have bulging veins. So.
That's what you get.
That's
what you get for not putting them on your truck and route to the slide bar.
The next time, you listeners, help me out, okay? On Tuesday, down at the Golden Road, remind me to remove the nuts before I drive home. Because the one thing I don't need is to be pulled over with a pair of truck nuts on the car.
But if you were, it'd be pretty cool.
I'd rather spend the night in jail than be seen with those trucks.
I'd rather
spend the night in the Twin Towers.
But they blend in. They're bright red.
And they swing.
And veiny.
You know,
they swing. You got a big carabiner.
Yeah, I got a big carabiner right there. It just swings hard. And I just wanted to self-report that.
Everybody's back is to me. Who is that getting another hot dog over there? I can't recognize
that. That's Gonzo. No, that's Bert.
It's Bert.
That's Bert. And that's not the guy with the beard yesterday that fell at the show. That's
no.
A different guy with a beard who's friends with a sponsor.
He will not fall because we ain't got no beer yet.
No, we don't have any beer. And he seems like he's pretty steady on his two pegs. But you never know what's going to happen as the game goes on. I heard that guy went down and took down like a whole bowling alley. Kind of went down and took down a few things with him.
He took at least 6 pins down. I mean, he's got to pick up the spare, but he took down half the pins.
Well, you know what? That might have been why I forgot to take the truck nuts off the back of the car, because he sat in my car and wouldn't get out.
You were just trying to die.
Remember that, Gonzo?
Crikey.
Some bodyguard you are, Gonzo. You didn't remove him. I'm joking. We'll be right back.
All you had to do was say the word. I would have killed him.
We got Quick Hits. We got Dave. We got your dead or alive guy birthday of the day. Nobody's going to die. And talk for hours every day, so many drinks, such pretty flowers. So tell me, what have I done to